Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. You made the whole earth for your glory. All creation praises you. We lift our voices to join the songs of heaven and earth in thanksgiving for the many blessings you have given us. Renew in us the commitment to use our gifts in the service of others, and especially of those in need. Let us be your hands to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, clothe the naked, comfort the weary and outcast, welcome the stranger, care for creation, and be loving neighbors to all people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. He's your last. Okay.
Onward.
Yeah, it's right there, so just wait.
A departure this morning. The lesson will be presented by the four amigos. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See? Everything has become new. So if anyone is a phrase overflowing with possibility. There is no limit to God's creative work in the world. All who are in Christ become part of Christ. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. In one little word, in. But the meaning of that word makes all the difference. For Jesus invites us to be connected to him and live in Christ. We do not live isolated or distant from Christ. As Christians, we are in Christ, reflecting Christ in all that we do. In our baptism, we are sealed by the cross of Christ. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, everything has become new. Jesus called and gathered his disciples together, changing their lives forever. Those disciples witnessed others who were changed by the abundant and gracious love of Christ. His death and his resurrection brought a new way of being and hope.
So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. Apostle Paul was changed by Jesus Christ into a new creation. He was transformed from one who persecuted the Christians to one of Christianity's most passionate missionaries. When Paul spoke and wrote about being a new creation, it was from his own deeply personal experience with Christ. Paul's physical body did not change. Instead, something inside of him changed only and because of Christ.
So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Martin Luther struggled with the power of sin in his life. Caught in the old creation, bound by the law, he feared facing God. In his study of Scripture, Luther discovered the grace of God made known in Christ. His faith in Christ freed him to respond to God as a new creation. With insight and passion, he worked to reform the church so it might become the new creation envisioned by Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Signs of the old creation are still with us. Hunger, war, strife, prejudice linger. But behold and see, life is interrupted. Jesus Christ has died and risen for death. See, there are tangible signs of a new creation. The hungry are fed, the naked are clothed, the young serve those in need. Through the tangible signs of the ministries of the ELCA, the love of Christ reaches to the far corners of the country and around the world. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. No, everything is not perfect. Eden has not returned to earth, but the cross of Christ allows us to see ourselves and others in the light and love of God. That very love of God seen through the Christ means everything has become new, always, again and again. We are always being made new. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.